Is empire worth slavery? Is the collective good worth the obliteration of the individual? Is being a part of a massive military police state worth giving up our ability to speak freely, go out in public when we want to, with or without a mask, meet up with whomever we want to, and maintain the ability to physically defend ourselves from tyrants, tyrant wannabes, and the rapists, thugs, and looters that are often openly enabled by those tyrants and tyrant wannabes? The general answer being offered up in America these days is yes, the empire is worth it. Collectivism is worth it. The massive welfare and warfare state is definitely worth it. Collectivism is worth it. And in this, the Chinese Communist Party and the United Socialist States of America are very much reading from the same page. They're reading from the same Marxist script. And this sad but very important to acknowledge truth is confirmed almost daily in multiple stories chronicling, often in meticulous detail, America's deliberate plunge into Marxist-style tyranny. One recent report chronicled the Pentagon's tracking of web searches including phrases like "the truth about Black Lives Matter" and categorizing those searches as evidence of extremism and white supremacy. Seriously, that's what our satanic Stalinist government is up to now. I'll include a link to the article in the description below, but let that sink in. Our government, aided greatly by our willful avoidance of accurately defining it and perceiving it as the explicitly evil force that it is now openly and brazenly setting the table for a full-blown plunge into Marxist hell. Right before our eyes, they're not even trying to hide it anymore. Now, if you appreciate this video, please subscribe to the channel and sign up for the weekly newsletter at hellraiserreport.com. We'll be covering this subject in a whole lot more detail there in the coming weeks, months, and probably years. And we're likely to be doing that sort of thing because one of the more frustrating narratives currently maintaining a hold on the COVID story is the way that a lot of so-called and even sincere but misinformed conservatives are trying to make the virus into a China thing, like a focusing on China thing, when in fact, based on the evidence that has come out, the America-based portion of the global elite abuser class has played a vital role in the project. If the Wuhan lab point of origin for COVID, if that theory proves true, and that's a big if, but we're gonna assume that things are inching that direction. I think it's safe to say at this point. If that's true, that doesn't mean that China is the villain, at least not the villain at the top of the cabal responsible for COVID. It means that China played a role as one of many nation states involved in doing the bidding of the transnational elite abuser class that is running the show. This is vital for us to understand if it's true. The CCP and the USSA appear to be two wings of the same dragon in this context. They may promote different flavors of Marxism, but they are both wholeheartedly Marxist at their core. That much should be plain to everyone by now. The CCP and USSA are both utterly committed to leading the masses into a position of complete dependence upon and slavery to the elite abuser class and the states or corporations that they run. The CCP and USSA are not opponents, though they will play that role as needed in order to advance their shared ultimate objectives. They're members of the same team. They're good cop and bad cop, or bad cop and even worse cop, however you want to look at it. You get the picture. They're big brother, big government monstrosities to and through their rotten little cores. So keep that in mind the next time that some well-meaning but misinformed conservatives try to make COVID into a China-focused thing and then use that as a reason to grab hold even tighter to the America idol that is even now leading them at rocket speed into the same basic bondage and state servitude advocated by the Chinese Communist Party. The sooner we wake up to the fact that the CCP and the USSA are two wings of the same freedom-destroying, Christianity-despising dragon, the better. If you appreciate this perspective and want to dive deeper into subjects like this, please subscribe to the channel and sign up for the weekly newsletter at hellraiserreport.com.